Lawrence and Memorial Hospital locked out 800 nurses and healthcare technicians shortly after a four-day strike on Thanksgiving weekend. Hospital spokesperson Michael O'Farrell says the lockout was a response to what he says were union threats to continue intermittent strikes until terms for a new agreement could be reached.
It's not something that we wanted to do, but in the interest of keeping patient care uninterrupted and continuous, it's something we felt we had no choice but to do.
The Union for the Nurses, AFT Connecticut, called the concern about more strikes baseless. Spokesperson Matt O'Connor defends the decision to walk out.
The initial strike was simply an exercise in a legal and protected exercise of their right to demonstrate and to inform the community of the illegal practices that the corporation that operates the hospital has been engaged in.
O'Connor says both sides came to the table with proposals ready to negotiate. Hospital spokesperson O'Farrell says they are hopeful an agreement can be reached soon. The dispute centers on the hospital's transfer of some outpatient work that the union claims undermines job security. Therese Ellis Gray, WSHU News.